worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Hashtag better together. And this podcast is now together, all four of us, for 2 weeks in a row. I feel like that's an accomplishment at this point.
I'm kind of mad at Kara, though.
Oh, good. We'll get to that. Welcome.
Great.
You didn't know until we sat down.
Yeah.
Surprise, it's an intervention. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E. We also, of course, have Kara, who is going to be teaching a master class on Photoshop, as I understand it. Those who know, know. And we have Mickey, future rap superstar.
Nope.
Yes, you are here, and yes, you are a future rap superstar.
Mm-hmm. Am I really here, though?
I mean, at least physically, right? Yeah, you are here physically.
Oh, geez.
I wasn't sure if this was like a projection or something. You know, yeah, she's here a week after rolling up a tortilla like a newspaper and treating us all like we're dogs that just pooped on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be debuting a rap song here in just a few minutes on A Freak Accident. So aren't you glad you're here listening to this podcast? It's a great time. You picked a great episode to download and listen to.
Yeah.
Our website is afreakaccident.com and our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So first things first, before we get to the song.
Mm.
Lazy E has a grievance to air, as I understand it.
National Best Friends Day.
I forgot.
None of us. Not one of us is in that picture.
We took those tortillas for you, and what did you give back to us? Nothing.
Nope.
I'm mad, too. You're right. I'm mad at
her,
too.
See? Now you gotta be mad.
Grievous insult.
I forgot you guys commented on that picture.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I wasn't there.
Mickey didn't care.
Nope.
I mean, I've been told at various stages in my life that I am a dog, but I do not look like Timmy, so I definitely was not in that picture.
Of course Timmy was my best friend. Come on.
He's man's best friend.
How dare you imply anyone would be above him?
Well, what made me mad is then she puts in this guy... Her husband.
Yeah,
apparently better friends than us.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
No, yeah.
Egregious.
Yeah, it is egregious.
We're pulling out that's the $10
the
big, words
that's
for
the
this
biggest
one.
Word I think he's ever used. Look at how insulted he is.
You got me so bad I'm getting smart. How dare you?
What an accomplishment. Before we get into anything else, I do feel like the world has waited long enough.
Nope.
We cannot forestall this any further. Mickey, is there some cars in this yacht? There's some cars in this yacht.
It's Mickey.
Ooh.
She's got the lyrics on graph paper.
Yeah. That's all I had available.
We can put the liner notes online. Yes. It's the rap debut of Mickey Minaj.
I don't know how this is going to work, but we're going to find out in a minute.
Why is it not Minaj? It's Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's we copyright.
Oh.
And she's not into the Minajes.
Isn't it Mickey B?
Okay.
Mickey B. That's the hashtag I used.
Mickey B?
Or no, Mickey P.
Why P?
Because that's my middle name.
Wait, what's your middle name? Patricia?
No.
Oh.
Pat?
No.
That's just
it is. It is. It's a feminized male name.
Peter.
Wait.
Peterka. Peterka.
Yeah.
Pob.
Closer.
Pob is closer.
With an L.
We need to save this for the next tortilla slap fact.
It's Paula.
Closer.
Oh, it's not Paula.
Paul?
That's what it is. The feminized version of Paul.
Paulette?
Paulina.
Oh, ooh.
I didn't even know. Woo, fancy.
Whoa. I feel like you should be wearing like a 1929 dress with like lace and a bonnet.
Yeah, right?
Nope.
And one of those.
I don't think they wore bonnets
I don't know.
In 29.
I'm making stuff up. I picked a random year too, by the way. I have no clue.
A corset, though, just like slowly squeezing your spine out of your forehead.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Now wait, you knew that her middle name was
no,
P?
I
she just knew the P part.
I knew the P part. Yeah, I
that's
did.
What she
that's
said.
All I...
It's probably because I put my insurance license online. Yeah.
I always keep forgetting to put the EQ on, so it's on again. That's
oh.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
I
feel whatever. That.
Sorry, it was quicker this time.
Yeah, just in time for the song.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
All right, tell me when you're ready.
I don't know what's going on with this thing, so I'm just gonna.
We need to have, like, the music has to come in first, and then she has to jump in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, ready? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Here we go.
Said city on a hill, wicked cold and chill. Wet-ass Boston, make those chowder heads ill.
The accent.
Totally had to do an accent.
She does have to do it as Boston Mickey. Yeah.
It just sounds great.
Yeah, you wicked... In that wet-ass Boston, run to dunks in a pocket. In that wet-ass Boston, give it everything you got. In that wet-ass Boston, bang a Yui on the pike. Head to the Cape if you like. Signs for Boston right in your face. Swipe your blinker, yeah right, psych. Hop the T if you want to ride. You can't move in the south side. Spin the haba or a bar. Yeah, Boston's wet, come on, take a dive. Tie it up like Fenway Park. Packy's closed, Cumbie's not. There's the common or the yard. Freedom Trail has macas, it's not hard. G yet? No. June, nine's hopping and got bruised. Assholes talk and they mock. Let them tell you how the Pats got that ring. The top. See, this song is terrible because it's the same four beats over and over.
Oh
it's
my God.
It should make it easier on you.
No!
This is the interlude.
There's no cue. All
right. That was like one of those weird cutaways in the music video.
From the top, make it. Oh, no, that's not it. Where is it? I don't know.
It's fine.
It's somewhere.
Ready? Oh.
From the top, make it drop. Wicked wet ass Boston. Run to dunks in a paca in that wet ass Boston. Wicked wet ass Boston. I'm talking wab, wab, wab. Wicked wet ass Boston. Lobster in a pot. Wicked wet ass Boston.
Woo!
That was really great.
That was
awful.
Better than I could have ever hoped for.
Wow. I know. I was expecting like one line and then she says, I quit.
My favorite part was when she just was speaking words and I didn't know what any of them meant.
I was completely lost. Like, everybody who listens in Boston is cracking up even more.
Meanwhile, I'm like, is that Klingon? Like, what is
I got dunks. That's Dunkin' Donuts, right? Okay.
That was really
good.
I was going to use more specific words, and I'm like, man, I'm like, a lot of our listeners are not from Boston. They'll get really confused.
Well, that's the whole point. It's like another world up there. They're the only
the hub of the universe.
It might as well be, because there is literally no other place on God's green earth where people talk like that.
Yeah, that's great.
It's fine.
Where is it even from? Where do they come from, that language that they use?
Wet-ass Boston?
Yeah. That's where it came from. They invented it themselves. They're the only ones who speak it. They're the only ones who understand it.
Yeah.
Didn't come from anywhere. There's nobody in Europe that talks anything like that.
Nope.
Just all, it's all right there in the Chewsets.
The Chewsets.
Well, that was very well done, Mickey.
Yeah, joy.
I really do feel like you have a...
I'm never going to do it again, so it's fine.
...a bright future in the rap game.
Nope.
We have to find more rap songs for her to do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, do you really think it would be that hard for her to be more talented at rap than the actual Cardi B? That's a low bar to clear. You'd trip right over it. It's so low.
Trip over it.
Yeah, that bar is so low. You don't even have to step over it. You'll just fall in the right direction.
Not doing rap.
Requires no effort at all. You just did, and it was great.
It's awful. The album is for sale. Link on our Instagram page.
Nope.
Link in bio.
Our band camp.
Yeah.
Kara's already had an aux cable plugged in. She recorded the whole thing, and it's going up on iTunes today.
She has an animal with a cable? An aux.
I know. I know. That's why I'm shaking my head.
I guess that would be the aux tail.
I mean... I really don't know how the show's going to get better from here. If anything, it's going to just stagnate, or it's going to probably more likely just decline slowly as time goes on. We do have things to talk about on the show today, though. But before we get to that, I did want to ask you guys if any of you, probably not, because I feel like this is another one of those instances where this should almost be its own segment at this point. Crisco spends too much time online.
That's true.
Did you hear? Now, Lazy E and I are both vaxxed. Kara not vaxxed. Mm-hmm. Mickey not vaxxed.
Nope.
Not sure why. Not going to get into it. But there was a doctor in Ohio.
I did not see this.
I saw you posted it.
Yes. Mickey, this mine as well. This, you'll find this interesting. She, being conspiracy Mickey, she says that the reason we shouldn't be getting vaccinated is because the vaccines are making people magnetized so that we can interface with the 5G cell phone towers.
Well, isn't it like the same thing with the microchip conspiracy?
Apparently there's
same
no microchips
concept.
Anymore.
Oh, now we just become magnets?
It dawned on these people that there is no tech that exists that fits through the end of a needle, because that's really, really small. They think about, the chips that they put in dogs, those things are huge, those needles are huge.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think, then you actually see the tip of a real needle. Oh boy, that tech doesn't actually exist. I guess really we should probably shift magnetization.
Right.
We are being magnetized. Apparently people cannot like forks and cutlery is just flying up and hitting them in the face.
You know what? I was wondering why that stuck to E last week. That fork was on his back the entire time we were sitting here, and now I know why.
He's magnetized because of the vaccine.
It's called the ICP theory.
Thing is, though,
magnets, they're miracles.
For all of my ability to be interfaced with 5G now, my internet speeds at my house have not increased.
Because you're blocking it.
I would like to issue the New World Order a grievance.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, and Nash and Hall. Because I need better internet around here. So listen, if I can interface with the 5G towers, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
That was shocking, though. The best part was there was also a nurse who was trying to demonstrate her magnetism.
Oh my
gosh!
So
she was trying.
Was she just hugging everybody?
She had a house key that she was trying to stick to herself, and of course, it just kept falling off. You know, ignoring the fact that house keys are brass, which does not respond to magnetized metal. Yeah. So ignoring all of that, this was going to be her big show to the Ohio State Legislature. And it was just
no. See, this is the kind of stuff that
this is why I'm not online.
If you have a real reason for not doing something or doing something, these are the kind of people that you lose all your credibility always, because they go out and they mouth off things like this that make no sense.
I suspect I know why you haven't gotten yours, in which case that is a perfectly fine reason. But you're right. This is now the crowd you unfortunately have been lumped in with is these people.
I'm just looking at this lady going, why didn't you try the key thing before going in front of people?
She probably did. I mean, but literally her and the doctor, I will reemphasize, this woman was a doctor.
A degree issued
had
person.
Had a medical degree, and the letters after her name and everything was doing this whole magnetized interfacing with 5G thing, we're all living in the Matrix nonsense. These people were essentially saying that the whole reason they believed this was because they saw videos online of people spoons and things attached to their faces.
What grade doctor was this?
Obviously, that's new. People sticking like spoons to their noses and thing, never been seen before. She's seen videos of that, though. She knows.
Well, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Obviously.
That can't be doctored.
This podcast is on the internet.
Thank you.
We're not made up. We're real. Right? We're real as can be.
Are we, though?
Listen, that tortilla slap last week was incredibly real. Incredibly real.
I like listening back to that last week. That was great.
Yeah. So, that was... Yeah,
but anyway,
she was a doctor. That's what I'm always like, you know what? Anytime anybody wants to throw around the, I went to school for this, or I'm this, or I know this, or I read this book, or whatever, it's like, listen, even well-educated people are susceptible to being idiots. So, you know, maybe more carefully vet your heroes. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Or just don't listen to the internet.
I almost
or be on the internet.
I was just gonna say I half expected her to say maybe don't listen to anybody because that's the Mickey answer to
that. It is.
Just pay no attention to anything.
It worked fine for me.
You really are the ultimate Taoist, aren't you? You just go with the flow.
Yep.
Whatever happens, happens.
It works. What's wrong with it?
I don't know if I've ever actually seen her angry either. Well, I mean, I have seen her angry, but like it never lasts. You know what I mean? Like,
she why just, be angry?
See what I mean? Look at her.
I know.
This
and
is
you
actually
know
something
what?
To be emulated.
It's great because when I started,
don't say that. She just said, "Don't go on the internet." She hasn't watched a movie since like 1970.
Wow, you're so old.
Wasn't born yet.
I know. How does that work?
I'm making a point.
Mm.
It's a good point. I'll give it to him.
Thank you.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
I guess that's that then. Sure.
Yeah. Now, Kara, born in 1950.
Ooh, whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
Whole different story. She was there before the
what
magnets.
Was it like when automobiles were invented?
It was weird.
Did
it was
you
really weird.
Were you upset when you had to sell your horses who drew your carriage?
Where are those tacos at?
Yeah, where really?
You what go, do you think I brought them again?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, everybody, we're going to slap each other for no reason.
On the show today, though, now that I've gotten that, sometimes I just need to, I spend too much time online and I just need to get it out and I need to just share it with somebody. You're also going to go crazy. So with that said, now we are going to continue with our onlineness.
Doesn't it defeat the purpose of being online?
You defeat the purpose of being online. Oh. Anyway, Mercury is in retrograde and that means something to somebody. We'll figure out who and what. Right here on the show.
Wow.
We will ask the question of ourselves. Do we treat our pets better than we treat ourselves? I know the answer from two of us is a resounding yes. Which two? Bet you can find out. Or bet you can... bet you can guess. But
bet
we will find
can,
out.
Bet can you?
It's the magnets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miracles.
I'm just going to blame it on the magnets from now on. What is the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing? Some of our listeners weighed in on this one.
I got a good one, too.
Yeah, some of them are weird. We've got a list of the rudest and nicest states in America and the top 10 greatest guitar riffs of all time. Go ahead, Mickey, say it.
Riffs, not solos.
Because apparently there's a difference and Crisco didn't know what it was. That's fine. Mm. I can live with that.
It's okay.
I can live with my faults, Mickey. They are myriad. If I didn't live with them, I would have died a long time ago. So
he's like a peacock of wrong. It just spreads out behind him.
At least they're very pretty colors, though, and they're nice to look at.
You know.
So all that coming at you on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Thought she's crazy about a Mercury.
That was quick.
Yeah.
What is this?
Country.
That is all.
Which country?
Alan Jackson.
Okay. This was a headline. Just want you to let that sink in. Mercury is in retrograde.
That means nothing to me.
It doesn't really mean anything to
me
either.
It doesn't, like, I don't know what those words together mean.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure if the word retrograde is even a real word or
we
if
have
it
Google.
Was made up.
It is.
Look it up.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Gonna,
so this was going to be my next question. Does anyone here, I know your answer, Lazy E, does anyone here believe in astrology?
No.
Nope.
Did you say no, Kara?
No, I don't.
She's shaking her head no. Okay. All right. How do you know what retrograde? You've got friends who do, don't you?
I believe in astronomy.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's the real thing. That's the thing that actually exists.
Yeah.
Listen, there's one sign that describes me, and that's Longhorn. The big Longhorn sign.
Go ahead.
I thought you were going to say a stop sign, because please, God, stop.
So, it is a word.
Oh, good.
It's a real word.
Okay.
The adjective is directed or moving backward. The noun, however, which is listed as rare, a degenerate person.
Well, that seems right.
Retrograde?
Yep.
I'd be like calling someone a tardigrade today.
Okay. So, I think...
Wow.
That's a real word, too.
She just walked right over your
sentence. She just ground her heel right into my face.
Done.
Okay.
Well,
so
that's something on her OnlyFans.
No, Kara's going to... Kara's about to school us on something here.
It just means that when you're looking... See, they use it in astrology because in astronomy, there are... like stars and constellations and things, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
So Mercury...
There's planets too, I think.
Looks
and
like
planetoids.
A star. Yeah. It looks like a star to the naked eye.
Right.
If you were to look up right now... Well, not right now. It's not nighttime. It's but if
dark.
It was nighttime, yeah, it would look like a star. So what happens is normally everything is moving in one way, but right now Mercury is opposite in these constellations. So that's why they use it in astrology, because normally it would move within the constellations, like in a certain spot.
Yeah.
And when it's going... an opposite direction, it
yeah it probably has to do with
changes,
you know, yeah,
things
it,
I guess
it has to do with position of the Earth relative to the Sun and where Mercury appears in the night sky.
Yeah,
it's perspective.
I still like the noun.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm sure that applies.
A degenerate person.
It absolutely does.
It applies to really anybody who would put stock in Mercury being in retrograde as meaning anything for them. Because that really was the point here. Have you ever... So nobody believes in astrology.
No.
You've
no.
never read a horoscope and thought, ooh, that's accurate.
I've read a horoscope. I never thought it was accurate.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
same.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Those things, and even like the profiles of what is a Pisces, what is an Aquarius, or whatever... It's always vague enough that you can infer
sure.
anything really into it. You can project yourself into any of those signs, really.
Yeah.
As people say, like, you know, oh, well, you know, you're this because you're a Taurus. And it's like, okay, but, like, if I was a Gemini, like, you know, if you didn't tell someone, well, the Taurus means this, and you told them, oh, you just read them the fact sheet of a Gemini, they'd be like, oh, that sounds like me, because that's how it works.
Right.
It's a bunch of foolish people being, you know, actively stooged by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But Mercury is in retrograde right now until uh-oh. June 22nd.
So okay. lots of crazies out.
I remember one time somebody I was friends with on social media was like, this was years back, was talking all about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day was like, you know, everybody just be careful out there because Mercury's in retrograde. And I just remember thinking like, what is this?
Why
anything? Over 9,000 Americans recently were polled. So think about this.
Oh, no.
When you're thinking about people who believe that vaccines carry tiny magnets into your blood that makes forks and things stick to your face. That allows you to interface with the Verizon 5G network. I want you to think about this. 32% think that Mercury being in retrograde does, in fact, affect us here on Earth. 32%. That is almost 1 in 3.
You see, I thought...
you see?
I thought it would affect us in a way that the fact that the planet's going the other way, and not in the sense of astrology, but I thought maybe... Oh, crap. Is this thing going away? Like, is it coming down?
It's not actually going the other way.
I don't know.
It's just perspectively.
Yeah, it looks like it is. I was thinking even, I was giving you too much credit. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, maybe he's thinking like oceanic navigators who lose their radar and the ability to, you know, that oh, we've got to chart our path by the stars. Oh, no, Mercury's moving in a way that we couldn't predict. Yep. This is going to make us go to Antarctica instead of Hawaii or whatever.
He just thinks the whole solar system is changing.
Yes.
Mercury's visiting another solar system.
Yeah,
after
it's going to collide.
He's packed his bags. He's leaving. Yeah.
I'm out.
He's going to the Proxima system. So 32% think it affects us here on Earth. Another 27% weren't sure. So those might as well be yes. So that's 32 plus 27. That's practically half of people don't know that astrology is not real.
Well, half of 9,000 people.
Of 9,000 people. But assuming it was a proper random sampling.
Nope.
39% said definitely not. So at least there's some people there with sense. 1 in 3, only 3 in 10 people even claim to know what Mercury in retrograde means, though. Retrograde is when a planet's orbit appears to change. So it starts going backwards in the sky. It doesn't really change. It's an illusion that happens because of where we are in our orbit. And it happens with all the planets, not just Mercury.
We are so smart. We are all so smart, except for Lazy E, because he thought it was leaving.
I just thought retrograde was like a throwback Gatorade.
Back when they had real sugar in it.
Yeah, cane sugar in retrograde.
So
yeah.
What's it supposed to do? Like, two people,
I
supposedly.
Think, I think in
turn them into wolves.
That's the moon. Yeah, it has to be full.
No. That's what they want you to think.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But really, the people that really know that Mercury turned you into wolves.
Yeah. So I think it's an ill omen when Mercury's in retrograde. It like means that
I have no idea.
The cosmic balances are out of whack. It's like, look, like gravity moving things around in the vacuum of space is not a means to predict whether or not you should wear pink or gray today. It does not matter. It makes no difference. Oh, look, Hera's going to look
I got to find out, because what is it supposed to do?
What does it mean that Mercury's in retrograde? Should I wear sneakers or heels?
She's squinting
today?
Really hard at that.
It says, wires get crossed during failed attempts to communicate with others. Technology goes on the fritz. Accidents happen on the road.
Like a freak accident!
That's right.
We're going to get popular!
God help you should you sign a contract during a Mercury retrograde. This is bad stuff, guys.
Oh, okay.
How often do these things happen? Every 6 months?
It says it's very dire.
I don't know. Mercury doesn't have a long orbit.
3 times a year it happens.
3 times a year?
3 weeks at a pop. That's exactly what it says at a pop. I didn't say at a pop.
Yeah, right. You're so chooky.
That's it. Is that chooky?
So this isn't like every 6 years or something. This is happening 3 times a year.
It happens constantly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Virtually constantly.
Yep.
You never know.
So just... I
swear to God, as a real estate agent, if I ever had a client tell me we can't close on this deal because Mercury's in retrograde, I would burn down the house with them in it. That would be the end of that. And then I would just wait around for people to bring me my award because I will have earned it.
So,
how embarrassing. Well, guys, Mercury being in retrograde, things being what they are, got to ask ourselves a big question.
Uh-oh.
Do we treat our pets better than we treat ourselves? One of us already has the answer. They've internalized it. We'll get the answers for the rest of us next.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Kara's doing a dance to this song.
I'm singing it to Timmy when I go home.
This is...
I'm walking in the door. I'm so happy.
He's going to run the other way.
He's going to be like, I want out.
Yeah. She was telling us a story earlier about how you had to wake up early today to do a morning show.
Yep.
But her and Timmy had quality time together.
That's right.
And then, like, he was very quick to want to go right back to sleep after the morning shift was over.
I looked right at him. I went, you want to go back in the bedroom? And his head, like, popped right up. He stared at me, and he bolted in that room, jumped in the bed, and curled right up where Golfer would normally be.
Oh.
And we just snuggled right in. It was fantastic.
He's such a good pupper. Now, Mickey, how many dogs do you have currently?
Three.
Okay. I have 3 cats.
I have 2 cats.
Lazy has 2 cats, and Kara just has Timmy, right? He's the only
creature
in the house. The only child.
I mean, Golfer's a creature, but a different kind. Poor Golfer.
I love him, though.
He sniffs his own butt, but whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah. Does he do, like, the leg scratch behind the ear thing?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm so jealous whenever I see, like, a cat or a dog do that. I'm like,
man. You're talking about
Golfer.
Like, man, where'd you get so flexible, dog? this is from our friends at Swins.
Oh, Swins.
Southwest, North, South. apparently, this week is Pet Appreciation Week.
How is that different from any other week?
Really isn't. There's 40 national pet days a year.
What?
No, I swear to God. It seems like every other day I go online, it's like, it's National Pet Day. I'm like, wasn't it just like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think like yesterday was the 4th annual National Best Friends Day. of this year alone. Mm-hmm. So who knows? But anyway, it's
Where we weren't in Karis.
So you guys still have a chance.
It's Pet Appreciation Day.
Yeah, right.
Pet Appreciation Week, or PAW.
Oh, that's the perfect short. Perfect. That's for you guys.
So according to a new poll, 94% of pet owners said that they try to make their pets feel appreciated on a regular basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mickey, we made jokes to this end before about the fact that you make steak dinners and things for your dogs, which you have actually done.
Yeah, I mean, I made their food. Now I just get them pre-made food.
Oh, okay, so you've stopped cooking them meals.
Now get them? Because there are companies now that fully have everything that they need in their diet.
So now you buy them a TV dinner.
Kind of. Aw.
So, that was going to be my question. Like, you were doing that because that didn't happen. There were no companies that provided the right kind of nutritious food?
Yeah, real food, yes, not processed.
Okay, and that was a problem because...
It's like eating a Twinkie.
Okay, all right, fine.
Every day.
Delicious.
So, I'm legitimately trying to learn here because, like, dogs literally survived on... the traditional kind of food, like kibbles and bits and pedigree and everything, for hundreds of years?
No. We made kibble in the 50s.
So kibble was invented in the 50s?
Yes.
Before that, we were giving them like potatoes and steak?
Yeah, we actually gave them real meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we needed the cans for the war. So then that got melted down. They needed to find another way to sell the food.
The war in the 50s.
Well, that's before the 50s, but you get the point.
Okay, so then they started making kibble because it was more cost effective, and they didn't have to waste cans on dogs.
Yep.
But now we're finding out since the 50s, which was now 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How old are you?
Well, I was born in the 50s, remember?
We established, yeah. Yeah.
I was born in black and white.
So with Kara being in her 70s.
My first birthday party was in black and white.
It must be so amazing for you to be on a podcast since ham radio was just getting big when you were born. So over 70 years, like, have there been major, like, trackable problems with dogs' health over, because like 70 years is a long time. That's many generations
dogs
of animals.
And cats.
Okay, so what's happened to them in that time?
The majority of it is urinary tract infections.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I'm learning things here. You know, Mickey has worked at a pet store before, so she knows she knows some of this stuff. You see that, though, and it's silly, because most people just go to PetSmart and they buy, give me the biggest bag of whatever you got, you know, give me the good stuff. And then, like, you see pictures of Mickey making steak dinners, and you're like, wow, there's somebody who legitimately cares about their pets. Because, to be honest with you, most people would just buy the kibble and give it to them and not think twice about
it. Well, they but it's the same concept, and this is how I've always explained it, but it's the same concept of what you would feed your own human child and yourself.
That demonstrates that Mickey really appreciates her pets.
Yeah.
Have you ever given the dogs a better meal at night than you made for yourself?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so there you go.
They either get what we're eating or something better, and I'm snacking on, you know, whatever vegetables and fruits are in the fridge because I'm just too lazy to cook for myself.
Well, there you have it, because also according to this poll, 2/3 of people feel like they treat their pets better than they treat themselves. Mm. Now, how do you treat Timmy? Have you ever made him like a top sirloin dinner?
We make him human food. We don't. I mean, we buy
kibble.
Food, but we try to buy better stuff with better ingredients. Same thing with his snacks. But we give him a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. We give him chicken and hamburger and super lean, you know, steak and whatnot. So he gets eggs and things like that, here and there for snacks, but. I don't eat.
And lots of snuggle time.
And lots of that too. Yeah.
My sister used to feed our dog whatever she was eating at the time. And she used to, Coco's nickname was Nibbles.
Uh-oh.
And so the one time, my mom came home from work And she's like, you know, hey, how was your guy's day? And my sister goes, me and Nibbles had noodles for lunch. It's one of my favorite memories of my sister. What about now, you and your cats? Do you like dote on them in any certain way?
Oh my God. Like, well, I can speak to it. The best way I can speak to it is to the one that has passed on. I was, because he had cancer, I took him to Jersey every month to get checked so he would be comfortable. Aww. And get checked up on from the specialist. And I would take off from work to drive him there and drive back. And we get the cats their special food they need. They get it right from the vet. More than I spend on my dinners. Yep. Way more than I spend on my dinners. Yeah. So absolutely, I treat them better than myself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know if I necessarily treat them better than I treat myself, my cats. but like, you know, we have over the last, like, definitely 2 years, Hello Nurse and I have been like more aware of them because they're all senior cats now.
Right.
So we've been like getting them better food. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, our one cat, Roswell,
UFO.
Yeah. She, it had a problem when we went to the vet last time where she's too skinny. And it's because she's strung out. She's
sure,
like really,
right.
She's really like tense and really spastic.
We only see her once in a great while.
She's like always, she's wound so tight and like she stresses. And I think that's led to her being like, you know, kind
tiny.
Yep. So like, we've been trying to fatten her up, and so all of them have been getting extra meals with like very good quality canned fresh food.
The ones that need to lose the weight or not.
Oh, I already told the vet, I'm like, listen, I am giving up on trying to get Rugby down below 15 pounds. That's just not going to happen. He's going to be fat and happy until he dies. That's just it. But we've been getting better food, more snacks that's like made with all natural ingredients and no preservatives and anything else, and they gobble that crap up. You know, we've been mixing like more high quality food in with more of like the medicated food that they have to eat because Rugby had urinary tract problems. And so it's like they have been getting steadily better treatment over the last couple years.
That's turning into a steak, man.
Right? That's pretty soon. I'm waiting. Yeah, we're going to be just feeding them red meat right off the grill. I'm going to be preparing three steaks, one for me, one for Hello Nurse, and one that's going to be divvied up between the cats.
I thought you were going to give three to the cats.
And then we just eat rotten wood that washed up on the shore of the river.
Slowly the cat food is being mixed in with your food so you can switch over.
Flotsam and jetsam for me and Hello Nurse, that's it. But according to this survey, the top 10 ways people show their pets some love is taking them to the vet for regular checkups.
Yep.
I'm assuming we've all done that. Or does Mickey not believe in the veterinarian?
No, we go to the vet, but we're not regulars at the vet.
So not like once a year? You just go when there's a problem?
We go when there's a problem. We go like once every like 18 months, give or take.
When they have to get like their rabies shots and things like
that? We don't do that either. We do titers testing.
Oh.
They got the rabies shots when they were puppies. Okay. Now we do titers testing.
All right. Let them sleep in the bed with us is number 9.
Nope. Yep.
You keep them out.
They have the whole downstairs.
We keep our cats out of the bedroom too.
Not with me.
Jimmy, I told you today he snuggled right in with me. So can't take that back.
If there was only one, I would maybe consider it. But when you have three of them and the accumulation of them weighs over 200 pounds and you're also trying to fit in the bed, you're not getting a good night's sleep. So no.
Actually, we
have separate areas.
I actually do the thing where, like, if the blanket is not covering him enough, I'll be like, golfer, would you please move over and give him some more blanket?
Oh, my God.
or, like, he'll be sleeping, and, like, he'll kick his leg. I'll be like, watch for Timmy's head. Be careful. He's laying down there.
Hello Nurse has literally sat in a different place because the cat looked comfortable it was. Buying them new toys, number 8.
Yeah.
She does that. She's like, we'll go to the pet store or whatever. She'll be like, oh, look at this. It's so cute. Let's get it for them. I'm like, they have a literal box of, they have a toy box. It is a box filled with toys. I pick them all up. I put them in the box. Guess what? Neko goes over and we'll start pulling them out one by one until she finds one she likes and then she carries it off to play with it.
She has choices.
This is outrageous and you want to get them more. They don't need more toys at this point. They have all that they need. Mm-hmm. Making sure they have a nice bed or sleeping space.
Yeah, they have a whole couch.
Telling them I love you because they definitely speak our language. They know what that means.
Multiple times a day. I just see him sitting there and I go, I love you so much.
Does he ever say it back?
Yeah, he gives me oxytocin with his eyes.
I thought you were saying oxycontin. I was like, whoa, he's a dealer. No wonder she loves him. She's getting high.
Does he cut you in on the action ever? Yeah. Like, what's up?
Timmy's an opioid dealer.
He's got to work for his food. Yeah.
Having treats on hand, making sure their food is healthy, feeding them the food they like, even though it's expensive, telling them good boy or good girl, and playing with them. Mm. You know, which, like, a lot of those things, yeah, probably people don't do enough self-love. We've talked about that before. When's the last time you told yourself, way to go, champ? When's the last time you played with yourself?
Oh, there it is. You had that one locked and loaded for a while, didn't you?
I literally put this in the show prep just
for
that
joke.
Just
making it worse, Kara. Just making it worse.
That joke was the whole reason I added this to the prep in the first place.
Longest joke ever.
I'm a simple man of simple pleasures. So let us know how you treat your pets, though. Freaks@freakaccident.com. What's the weirdest thing you've ever caught a roommate doing? Some of our listeners weighed in, and apparently Lazy E has an interesting story.
Oh, I have a story.
So we'll get it next on A Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
If I have to walk in on my roommate one more time, sitting there in stolen lingerie, holding in his rosy palm a topless picture of my mom.
Oh!
I don't think I'm gonna let him stay.
Probably good.
The only thing better than that song is the guy who made it. His name? Brental Floss.
Yep.
So the question was, and it was asked of our listeners as well, and we always encourage you to follow us on social media because we post these listener active things where we try to get your feedback so that we can share them on the show. So with that said, Lazy E has been teasing us almost this entire episode with this story about a roommate. So what is the weirdest thing, Lazy E, that you've ever caught a roommate doing?
Well, I was living with two of my buddies. That's the first place I moved out of my parents' house, was with two of my buddies. And my one friend, we'll call him M, just in case, M.
Apparently still a friend.
Oh, yeah, very, very good friend. I came home. He was drunk. Then I couldn't find him. Me and my friend looked a little bit around the apartment. Then we looked in his bedroom where he is butt naked on his bed, passed out. Mm. So my friend Ed went to work and M is still passed out. I'm like, whatever. M gets up and is a wild man. Let's go drink. Let's go do this. Let's go do that.
Still totally naked?
No. He put on underwear.
Oh,
thanks,
that's helpful. Well, that was helpful.
Because, like, if he just flew out of his room, like, still totally nude. Just,
no. So
I'd be like, yeah, this has to stop. This is the last time this is going to occur. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm done. I go to my room. He busts open into my room, falls backward into the frames that I just put pictures into. Big frames.
Oh,
Like ones that are like
poster frames.
Like, yeah. Yep. Falls into them, smashes every single one of them, and then passes out.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Pretty weird, huh?
I'll be honest with you, and Kara can probably relate. Yeah. I'm glad I've never lived with other people.
Went straight from my family to an apartment by myself to being married, so
I lived at home until I got married, so it was like that was the end of that. I there was no in between, and after hearing that and hearing some of these, whoo, thank God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mickey, weirdest thing you've ever caught a roommate doing?
didn't have roommates, but I used to let friends borrow my apartment a lot because I was out of town a lot.
You were like an Airbnb before it happened.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. And a typical, you know, drunk thing. I open the door and I can see there's somebody sleeping in the middle of my living room floor. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever. And
so then you assume this person's asleep. You don't assume dead body.
No, no. I knew my friends well enough. So as I'm walking, I find that there's more people in my apartment. Two boys that I knew that were very straight, snuggled up together on the couch, spooning.
Nothing wrong with spooning with the homies, right?
Yeah. Somebody,
Lazy and I do it all the time.
That's actually the name of our album.
Spooning with the homies.
Somebody passed out in my bed. I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, you know, gotta go to the bathroom. So I'm, you know, figure out there, four people, whatever. Two more passed out in the bathtub.
Oh, boy. My God.
I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
No roommates. Just friends that borrowed the apartment.
You just found the aftermath of a pretty wild party when you came home.
Yep, and thankfully they did not have the party in my apartment. Mm. They just went there to crash, so that was fine.
All right. So nothing was out of order or disheveled.
Bodies. Just them. Yeah, just bodies everywhere.
The ruination of a good time. So we had some responses from listeners, and I'm pulling this from a couple different locations because some of our listeners did share in a few spots. We had someone named Maggie who said the weirdest thing they ever caught a roommate doing was trying to trap a poltergeist in my room.
Oh, one of those.
First of all, it's a ghost. You know that they can just pass through doors and walls, right? Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, you can't really capture
them. Yeah, you can't capture them unless you've got, like, you know,
Ghostbuster stuff.
Exactly.
Well, you don't know. Maybe she did, or he did, or whatever it was.
I know.
Maybe that is what it is. Maybe I'm reading this as they're trying to trap it in the room. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were trying to trap it in the room. So I could be, they might have had, you know.
It's the wrong, you need to find the emphasis on the right word.
Right, yeah, right.
The emphasis.
You really did make him mad before. His IQ's jumped like many magnitudes in this episode. and then we had one on our Instagram as well that stood out. This is GD Insomniac who said, found them salting the beds of the other five people living in the suite.
Were they slugs?
No, well, that also comes across as something like supernatural, superstitious, or potentially demonic, where they were trying to, like, salt.
Were they throwing it over their shoulder?
Maybe.
Onto the bed.
Yeah, I don't know. Did they think, that these people were possessed by something and they were trying to cast out the spirits by salting the land around which they
were residing? An indoor ice storm and they needed to make sure they didn't slide when they went to bed?
Could be. In which case, that's just considerate.
That's just being nice.
Or they were cannibals.
Maybe they were
seasoning them.
They were seasoning your roommates. There you go. That could have been what it was.
All right, we have some replies on our Facebook post too. We're gonna start with Krista. She said roommate was laying down on the floor, face to ceiling, blowing bubbles, and then trying to eat the bubbles as they fell down.
Those are some high potent drugs.
That's what Jessica said.
Timmy must have got to them first.
All right, Emily says, not a roommate, but two girls who lived in the same dorm as me in college would sneak things from people's rooms and display them in their room to see how long it would take for anyone to notice. They swiped one of my boots and lined it up with their shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's
a little kleptos.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
All right, Jessica has two. The first one said, I had a roommate who mistook my kid's stuffed animal holder for a urinal.
Oh.
Yes, he was drunk.
Of course.
She just answered that preemptively. And then also says
this
she had
the softest toilet I've ever been into.
Could have went number two.
You know what, though? For kids that are learning how to go to the bathroom, they do have urinals that look like frogs and like fish and stuff. So maybe this person was like new at going to the bathroom, standing up, and they were just practicing.
In which case, A for effort, Timmy. Way to go.
And Jessica also says a friend of mine walked in on her roommate, let's say being intimate, with an inflatable with her pick taped to it.
Oh.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Oh. That's awkward.
Oh, no.
Just a little awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a that would be grounds for immediate expulsion. I would expel myself that pretty, from that apartment. Yeah.
Leaving by,
back.
See you later.
Yeah, I'm never coming back. You can have all of my things. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Burn them.
Yeah, that's right. Here are some that were compiled from a Reddit thread about this same thing.
Did we get weirdest names?
Thing. If I have time to look up names, I will. Mm-hmm. This is compiled. I didn't grab
never
names.
Never prepared.
Grabbed,
never.
You know what, Mickey?
So disappointed.
Go ahead, Mickey. Sue me. Sue me in a court of common pleas.
She will.
She can't. Mercury's a retrograde.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's true, yeah.
She would have no luck.
And she's an official insurance agent now right. with business cards and everything. You wouldn't want this blot on your record. Anyway, someone found their roommate lying on the kitchen floor making snow angels. When they asked why, he said he was just getting himself dirty before taking a shower.
Well,
I mean,
okay. I guess.
I mean, if you weren't dirty enough to take a shower, just don't take a shower.
Maybe it was time anyway, and it was just like...
It's weird that people think, like, I have a threshold of filth before I need to get into the shower, and I need a little off of the kitchen floor before I cross that threshold. Someone got home from work early, found the roommate playing video games in nothing but tidy whities and a motorcycle helmet.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, they were playing a racing game, so maybe the motorcycle helmet was for a good reason.
Yeah. They didn't get hurt.
Yeah. They were going for a realistic feel, you know, in their NASCAR racing game. I caught my roommate pouring a giant pot of beans into the toilet. I'm upset
he was
that there was
preparing his butt to go poop.
I'm upset that there was no why or explanation to this. Like, did you just close the door and walk away then?
I would.
Yeah.
I don't want to know
maybe
why.
Maybe burnt them.
Cooking.
Toilet. Yeah, why not?
In a place with two showers that weren't being used, someone caught their roommate washing her hair in the kitchen sink without taking the dirty dishes out.
It was almost okay.
Oh, and she was naked.
Is that true, or you just make that up?
You can't get water on your shirt. I mean,
oh my God.
That's got to dry after that happens, and who's got time for that?
That's true.
This person didn't even have time to go and activate the shower handles. They were in a rush. I walked in on my roommate's girlfriend shaving his butt for him.
Been there.
All right.
Been there.
You mean you've been walked in on as
someone shaving
your butt?
No, I've just had someone shave my butt.
Oh my gosh.
A woman caught her roommate using her hair dryer to dry off his good and plenties.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, all
how
right.
wet were they?
Very is the answer to that.
Saturated.
V-E-R-Y. My roommate would occasionally sleep in the fetal position, but upright on his knees. So they nicknamed him the snail.
Yes!
That's perfect.
That's a great nickname.
Was his real name Gary?
Meow. A guy was caught licking a plate clean and then immediately putting it back in the cupboard.
Oh,
ew.
Gross.
What else?
Serving water.
What else has his tongue been on in this apartment? Oh. That was a legitimate shiver.
Yeah,
right there.
I felt it down my spine.
If you've got any weird stories to share, we'll come back to this. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now, what are the rudest, nicest states in America? Rudest and nicest, I should say. We've got that list for you next.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/afreakaccidentpodcast.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too?
Aw, man.
It just killed your buzz.
It really did. Totally ruined my whole mood. I'm going to drink tonight anyway. I don't care. All right, so we've got a list here. This was compiled by Zippia.
Oh.
I've heard of Zippia.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never have. It sounds fun, though. I don't know what it is.
That's actually it is, because when you say the name, you actually have to say it. Zippia! That's actually how you say it.
Oh, okay.
So get it right next time.
I'll take your word for it, and I'll just, anytime I need to say it, I'll just point to you then.
Yeah.
So we turn to our friends now at
Zippia!
For this list of the most rude and the nicest states in the United States of America. So we've got listeners all over the world. Most of them are consolidated within the U.S. of A., though, but from a whole bunch of different places around the country. So the question becomes, are people ruder in certain parts of the country? I definitely feel like that's true.
Yes.
I feel like it's mostly anecdotal because, well, like my sister now lives in Wisconsin, and apparently it was a huge culture shock for her moving out there. Because, well, not just because there's cheese everywhere, but also
cold.
It's cold, very cold. There's more snow than she's ever seen in her life in like one day.
Yeah.
And the people apparently are way nicer than they are around here. Well, which, like, we get like New York and Philly's backwash. There's a lot of miserable people around here. Apparently, there are places in the country where they're nicer. But this list delves into looking at, because someone tried to figure it out by looking at three different categories of rudeness across each state.
Massachusetts, New York, California.
Well, Mickey's got opinions. My girl's got takes. They went through different polls and studies of how often people swear on the phone at customer service.
Ooh.
How rude people are behind the wheel, so instances of road rage, and how much people tip at restaurants. They also factored in a poll on how rude the rest of the country thinks each state is. And this is what they came up with, okay? Apparently, the 10 rudest states in the U.S. are, beginning at the bottom of the 10, Ohio at number 10.
I've been to Ohio a couple times. I thought they were nicer than here.
Really?
You think so?
Well,
Pennsylvania must be higher on the list.
Well, here's the thing, too. I was in Cincinnati. That's closer to Kentucky.
Yeah. There's also, like, nothing in Ohio except for really terrible sports teams.
Hey!
So,
there's a whole bunch of roller coaster amusement parks.
Are there a whole bunch?
There's the one with the tallest roller coaster in the world.
Oh, okay. But you've got to drive across nothing to get there.
Yes.
Somebody once said that they
with
drove...
with potholes.
I saw somebody refer to Ohio as like running across a video game screen and waiting for the landscape to render. Because
it's true.
There's just nothing. So Ohio at number 10. Up next, Illinois. That's where Chicago is.
Yep.
A lot of people kill each other in Chicago, so that's...
That's kind of rude.
What? Most people, most people would consider ending another human life as being terribly rude.
Yeah.
Utah.
Really?
Isn't that all Mormons out there? I thought those people were incredibly polite.
No, not Mormons. No, are the Mormons the ones that marry their cell
their
family?
Cells?
What is that? We're polygamy.
They're polygamous. They marry multiple people.
That's the word I was.
But I think they're Mormons, isn't it?
Not all Mormons.
I don't know.
Hashtag not all Mormons.
Yeah.
Let it start right here. Kara's got your back. She's looking out for you.
That's right, Mormons.
But I would have thought, like, I mean, I was in Salt Lake City a couple years ago. I thought everybody was super nice. But again, I was there for a weekend.
They didn't have time to get rude.
New Jersey.
Shocker. Oh,
of course. Of course.
How rude.
Washington, the state, not District of Columbia.
Okay.
Does anybody ever even think about Washington as a state?
No.
Normally, I forget that it exists until I see
it on
paper.
There's probably like five people that live there.
Because I literally, every time I see the word Washington, I think, all right, D.C. And then I remember, oh, no, it is also a state.
Yeah.
It's so close to Canada. Shouldn't they be on the polite list? Aren't the Canadians polite, supposedly?
Well, they're sorry.
No, they're sorry.
Right, yeah. California.
Oh, there you go.
As we approach the top half of this list, New York.
Yep.
Virginia.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that's odd to me.
That is weird.
I thought Virginia was for lovers. Isn't
yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Well, now I don't want to meet Virginia.
No.
Massachusetts at number two. How did Massachusetts rank higher than both New York and New Jersey?
We're pretty rough people.
Maybe it's because nobody else can understand what they're saying, so they just think that they're being really rude.
You're probably right.
Listen to the song again. You'll understand.
Number one rudest state in all the land, Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Okay, so why you as a New Englander probably have thoughts on this.
Their noses are up in the air.
Oh. Yeah. They think they're better than all the rest
you
of
you got
New
it.
Englanders.
You got it.
Well, they're so small, they have a Napoleon complex.
You know, how embarrassing. They're not even an island. That is a sign of hoity-toity arrogance.
Because they're neither a road nor an island.
Right. Yeah, they're neither. But they're like, you know, oh, we're Rhode Island. Yes, we're an island amongst a sea of filth. Massachusetts and Connecticut, which surround us on all sides. Now we get into the 10 lowest in rudeness. So you could argue that
these
would then also be the nicest or most polite states. Starting at number 10, Delaware.
Okay.
Followed by Maine.
Yep, that totally makes sense.
Now why? Why is Maine so polite?
They are just like super happy people.
Which is weird because it's the coldest place on earth.
It's but not
the
thing, that cold up there.
Another thing is, I know my aunt
not
and uncle.
Not as bad as Wisconsin.
My aunt and uncle live up there, and it seems like a lot of those people like sightseeing and stuff like that. So they're there for the nature. So they're just, like she said, chilled
like peaceful,
out.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yep, that makes sense.
Minnesota. South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Kentucky. Vermont. Another
ice cream.
Northeastern. Yeah. Ice cream.
What was Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, right. Right.
That and pot.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're all
lots of pot.
Ice cream.
They're all in pot.
North Carolina, Arkansas, and Mississippi. A lot of southern states, which is interesting.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Southern states are so much nicer.
They always talk about the southern charm. That's what it is. Yep.
When I was in Texas,
southern charm.
Like, it was a big difference.
Yeah?
Huge difference.
Okay, so you've experienced that too then.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is sir and ma'am. Mm-hmm. Everybody's opened the door for everybody. The one time I was at a bar, someone bumped into me. Oh, no, I bumped into them. Spilled my drink. If I was up here, I'd get punched in the face.
Right.
Sure.
There, they bought me one and talked to me the whole night.
Oh, my God. That is wild. I wouldn't know how to act.
Yeah. I know.
I'd be like, what are you getting at?
What's in this drink? Yeah.
You're going to drug me and rob me, aren't you? Yeah. So that's interesting. I mean, so let us know if you live in any of those states, if you agree or disagree. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. I would love to hear... the thoughts of some people who live in these places, whether or not they feel one way or another. That is going to wrap up this episode of the show.
Oh.
So we've got to stall off the guitar riffs until next week because we're at an hour right now.
Or the solos. Or the riffs.
Every time, man. It's not something I never get to live down my mistake.
No.
So I'll just add it to my plumage.
Okay.
Since I am a peacock of wrong, as we determined before. So who wants to do the website today?
I did it last week.
I had to sing.
All right, okay. Lazy E, it falls to you.
Oh, I would. So you go to afreakaccident.com. That's where we have a whole bunch of stuff, some fun stuff that we don't even talk about on this podcast, including a kid who goes rogue during a choir session. You just got to see it over at afreakaccident.com. Then you want to check out the podcast. We have the podcast section where you could see a litany, every single episode we've ever done.
Big words again.
Yeah. Now, see, you got me really mad. You go to the Connect tab. You get to all our social medias like you saw on this show. You could be part of the show by following us on social media. Also, go back to the podcast thing. There's places that you could subscribe to us. Right there, links. You just hit the button, boom, you're subscribed on Spotify. Boom, you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts. Boom, over on Google Podcasts. All subscribed right from that section. And, you know, if you have something to say about the show, have an idea for the show, email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And I almost forgot, we've got a t-shirt. Mm. If you want to own a piece of our...
Essence. Each t-shirt comes with at least 10% of pure... unpasteurized a freak accident essence woven right into the fibers.
In fact, when you put it right up to your nose and you you could just feel it enter you.
Nope.
And then right in that same area, you could in the shop section, you could enter your address and we'll send you free stickers.
Each shirt comes slightly wet like Boston.
It's true.
You mentioned the stickers. You mentioned social media. I think you hit
everything. Yeah, right? I did everything.
All right, man. Great job. And speaking of when you subscribe, you know, that way every time we release a new episode, it comes at you. You know, you get a little notification on your phone or device or whatever. New episode of A Freak Accident. You can get all stoked and excited. For instance, you got this to look forward to next week. We're going to have the 10 best guitar riffs ever and the top things we miss about our childhood. Which in Kara's case was 70 years ago. In Mickey's case, it was 50. 40 years ago. You know, for me.
Kara missed churning butter.
For Lazy E and I, a scant 15 to 20 years since we are so youthful and vigorous. So we'll have that next week on the show. Come back for it and we will be here waiting for you.
I'm not staying here for a week.
For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
It's dry ass Northeast PA.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.